Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I feel just compelled this morning to share a little story with you, and that is the story of me meeting Jesus for the very first time. When I was 15 years old, I was suicidal. I was broken beyond belief, and I had experienced a lot of things: sexual abuse, broken home, lots of divorces, death of a parent. So many things that just made me feel really, really lonely and scared and tired and worn out and all those things. And I went to a Young Life camp my sophomore year where I heard the whole gospel of Jesus, and I surrendered my heart to him that fall at a weekend camp. And it was such a just kind of like the next right step. It felt like the next right step. And I didn't have like a great emotional experience, but things were different from that point on. And that began this very long, lifelong journey of healing. And I'm still walking through it today. So for those of you who are like, well, I became a Christian and then nothing changed, it does take some time. And healing takes a lifetime. And I wish I could say, oh, I'm 100% healed right now, but that will be for the other side. And so when you see me over there, we will embrace and we will laugh, because we will finally be set free from all of the things that we've endured. So anyway, maybe that'll help someone today. There is hope. Jesus is the answer to that, to the cry of your heart. Today I'm reading from Psalm 116 in the ESV, and this is what it says. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore, I will call on him as long as I live. The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffer distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed even when I spoke. I am greatly afflicted. I said in my alarm, all mankind are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I thank you so much that you prompted me to share my little story, and I hadn't yet read the psalm, and it's all about that. So I love how your Holy Spirit leads us. You have loosed my bonds, and so of course I pray that for my friend listening today. Maybe they just feel like they're bound up. Maybe they have a story that's dying to get out. Maybe they've shared their story and been shamed for it. Or maybe they have a secret sin that they have been battling in the quiet places of their soul, and they need to let that out and confess it to you and to a friend. Lord, I want to see them set free. That is my heart today as I'm praying, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And Lord, I thank you so much for all of your benefits. I thank you for your cup of salvation. I thank you that you hear our voice and you hear our pleas for mercy. Lord, I thank you that you incline your ear, like you bend down from heaven to hear us. And so therefore, the psalmist says, I'm going to call on you as long as I live. And that's my job today, Lord. I'm calling on you as long as I live. Yes, death has approached me at times. Yes, I have had those suicidal thoughts in the past. And eventually I called upon your name and I said, deliver my soul. And you were gracious to me. You were merciful to me. And I'm so grateful for that. So Lord, I pray for my friend who has some of those similar thoughts right now. And I pray that right now you would speak to them directly, that you would speak to them in the night, that you would speak to them through dreams, that you would speak to them through other Christ followers to stay their hand and to stay on this earth, because you have created them for a purpose. There is a worthy purpose for them to be on this earth, to bring glory to you and to reach people none of us would ever reach, because they are in their own circle. that you have placed them in, Lord. Help them to hear from you today and find joy in knowing that they have purpose. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can leave a review wherever you are listening to Pray Every Day. Also, you might not know this, but there is an app, a free Pray Every Day app that you can get in the Google Play or the iTunes Store, absolutely free. Not only will it help you to listen to Pray Every Day easily because it will just show up one of those little notifications when a new Pray Every Day drops, but there is a free 66 because of leap year day devotional that I've written. So every day you can read a devotional as well. And that's my gift to you. So I hope you enjoy it.